All right, let's get started. I would like to welcome you to the Arizona Barber and Towson Township Board Meeting of June 16, 2023. And invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We gotta do roll call.
For Board members, you have Gary Bailey.
Here.
Marshall Knott.
Present.
Randy Flores.
Present.
Nick Goodman. Marcus Costin. Trista Cruz McLeber.
Present.
Tracy Mayfield.
Present.
Chase Turkine.
Present.
Okay, for Board staff members, we have Frank McNally.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Present.
Bruce Winnow.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Isabella Legowski. Present. Heather Sanabria, myself. And we have Helen Borderline. Present. Lisa Chavez. Here. Keegan McConnell.
Present.
Alexandra Hill.
Present.
Kathy Bergeron.
Present.
Darnay Griffin.
Here.
And then for legal counsel, we have Assistant Attorney General Mona Baskin.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming today. We appreciate your participation. Next item up, the board may vote to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to ARS 38-431.03 or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38-431.03. Next item is discussion consideration possible action on approval of regular board minutes from the May 19, 2023 meeting. Do we have any motions regarding the board minutes?
Can we make a motion on that since Nick isn't here?
Chase and Brandy were not here, and we're missing Nick, who was here. So no, we will need the table. Thank you.
All right, let's move that forward then. We'll look at it next month. Next, we have B, board member declarations of conflict of interest. Do we have any board members with conflicts of interest today?
None for me.
Good. We're glad you're here. And not in conflict. Next item up is welcoming Barber and Intelligence students and instructors. Looks like we might be a little bit light today. Anyone want to volunteer to be that?
Gateway Community College.
Hey, Gateway, nice to see you. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
From here? Good. Well, thanks for coming. All right, well, thank you all again for participating. Now we're up to number four, something unusual in our agenda. Employee recognition presentations by Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Obviously, this is something new and different. You've seen me come to the podium this morning and kind of make a big deal about this. It's very important to me that we take this opportunity to publicly celebrate some members of our team. I know I've mentioned multiple times my desire to stop and celebrate success, and this is one of those times. During my time as executive director of the organization, the employees I am about to present to you have always had a desire for improvement and serving our licensees. As I call each of these staff members and team, I would like to ask the board to actually join us on this side of the table this morning to take a picture. This morning, I'm presenting to you our Employee of the Year, Team of the Year, and Leader of the Year. Each of the staff selected for these categories were based primarily on their desire to live our agency core values of integrity, innovation, communication, respect, and teamwork each and every day. So to start, our Employee of the Year comes from our licensing team. This individual takes the meaning of hard work and productivity to the next level. This employee regularly identifies problems within our process and things of innovative solutions to solve those problems, all while keeping our customers in the forefront of their thinking. This employee is enthusiastic, punctual, dependable, has a positive attitude, delivers exemplary service, and is the utmost of team players. Most importantly, this employee exudes our agency core values of integrity, communication, respect, and teamwork. It is with great honor that I present to the board our Employee of the Year, Ms. Susan Thomas.
Yeah, we'll go around here. Watch out
for the
corners. Okay, ready. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Actually, part of our topic, just stay here for a minute. Rather than watching back and forth. Our room is not Congratulations, Susan.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Our next category is Leader of the Year. This individual is overall a relatively new leader, but is fierce in their desire to achieve our agency vision of providing quality and timely service through world-class customer care. This leader has adopted multiple lean management principles, including metrics, problem solving, accountability, and continuous improvement. Most importantly, this leader has adopted multiple advanced leadership principles, including one-on-one coaching and staff development. This leader works to promote a work environment that is respectful, has integrity, and is based on teamwork. I'm honored to present Ms. Rosa Rodriguez. All right, our final category of recognition for today is our Team of the Year. For this award, I start by saying that I'm constantly in awe of this team's desire to improve. I can say without a doubt that this team is the Barbering and Cosmopolitan Board's most improved team over the last year. And I would argue you guys have seen that over the last year. This team regularly comes to the table to problem solve issues that arise. They identify solutions to solve those problems, and they implement those solutions for the betterment of our team and, most importantly, our customers, our licensees. This team has multiple quality and timeliness metrics that they have improved significantly, specifically over the last 6 months. Again, I am honored to present to you the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board Team of the Year, our compliance team. Helen, Alec, Lisa, Kathy, Keegan, Amelia, who is not here today, and is led by the Leader of the Year, Ms. Rosa.
Okay, ready. 1, 2, 3. We're good.
On my phone, that's good.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, thank you for allowing the opportunity to present those to you this year. It was a surprise to all of them this morning. They were not aware that we were doing that. So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Mr. Chair, to continue on the agenda.
Well, and we do appreciate their work, and we appreciate the work of the entire board has improved dramatically over the last year. It's really night and day difference, and we really appreciate all the work done by everybody. All right, so now we're up to the complaint review and consent agenda. So is this, there we go.
Step 1A, recommended dismissal. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1A, recommended dismissals, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Do we have any board discussion questions? Do we have a motion?
I move that we accept staff recommendation, recommended dismissals under Step 1A.
Second.
I'll second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously.
Step 1B, non-disciplinary letters of concern. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed in Step 1B, recommended non-disciplinary letter of concerns have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations, particularly non-disciplinary action.
We have a board discussion questions related to Step B. We have a motion regarding disposition of the item in Step B.
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendations for non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing no opposition, that passes unanimously. Thank you. Steve, please.
Step 1D, recommended informal interview with negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1B, recommended for informal interview with negotiation terms have been reviewed under according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Do we have discussion on any of the cases within C?
No discussion, but Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendations in Step 1C for recommended informal interview or negotiation term.
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 You have any opposed? All right, unanimously we have that also. And I accept staff recommendation on all those cases.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this brings us to item number 6, and we are a few minutes early as we were last month. So at this time, I would recommend a short 15-minute recess until 9:30 for the time on the agenda.
That makes perfect sense. Let's go into recess until 9:30, and then we'll move to step 6. At the time.
No, BB.
Why? Ủa cái này nó không có cái FaceTime à? Vô cái đó là coi nó có FaceTime không? Nhất chú Google.
Từ từ đấy.
All right, it is now 9:30, and based on our agenda, we can come back into session. Number six, the executive session. We may go into executive session. We have a reason to based on these cases, but we'll announce it before you. So A, review, discussion, possible action regarding initial complaint and acceptance of a consent agenda for voluntary revocation of licenses. If not, the formal agreement hasn't been signed. In our first case is case number 97809, Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy, CSL147. The International School of Cosmetology is the owner, Richard Pozell, the member, and Rachel Loesch is director of operations. Do we have anybody here from that group? Nope.
We're just going to review and the case, and there's going to be a possible action if you want to accept.
All right, would you review it for us, please?
Yes. So on September 9th, 2022, Board Investigator went to Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy located at 8939 East Indus School Road, Suite 132 in Scottsdale, Arizona, to conduct a routine inspection. It resulted in an unsatisfactory grade. At the time of her arrival, she noticed a sign on the entrance door stating the school was closed as of June 3rd of 2022. Pursuant to VRS 32-563-AMP, a school shall notify the board by certified mail of closure within 5 days after the school closes. And within 10 days after the school closes, it shall forward all student records to the board. The school failed to do both. I've been in contact with the director of operations, and she's willing to negotiate. A consent agreement has been offered for a voluntary surrender of school license with automatic revocation of the school license. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would ask the board to accept the signed consent agreement to as a resolution of this matter.
Great. All right, do we have any discussion from the board? Questions? Okay, do we have a motion regarding this?
We'll make a motion to accept a signed consent agreement for voluntary revocation of the license for case number 97809.
Jason, you second?
I second.
All right, we have motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. A point of order that might be useful is your address is incorrect. 8939 East Talking Stick Way, Suite B2.
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
If that helps you. Sorry.
You're going to tell me into next week?
We're going to be. And is our case number 97642, Rickland's Hair Company, SCOS 17426, Richard Cowles, license 16708000.
On this case, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would ask if the case can be closed, administratively closed, or issue a non-disciplinary concern. The licensee caregiver sent us an affidavit stating that the licensee is in poor health. He did close his establishment. He's no longer operating it. And the licensee is in, you know, he needs 24-hour care due to his health.
Wow. All right. Any discussion by the board?
If we administratively closed it, would it be reopened if he went back into business?
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we administratively close case number 97642.
A second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I think that was everyone. So that was unanimous vote to accept the board's recommendation. C. Okay, it's I don't know what case it is. All right, discussion possible action barbering application pursuant to ARS 32-322. One case is Oshido Odiko.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This Mr. Odicho is a barber from out of the country applying for a barber application, and he is from Syria. The statute 32-322 states that an applicant who holds a valid license or authorizing document to practice barbering issued by another country and whose presence in the United States is authorized under federal law is exempt from subsection B, paragraph 5 of this section, if any of the following apply. Number one, the board determines that the applicant is proficient in barbering. Two, the applicant completes 350 hours of education at a barber school or program that is licensed pursuant to this chapter. And the applicant signs a document stating that the applicant has read and understands the requirements of this chapter. He has completed his application and has turned in his verification from the Arizona International Credential Evaluators, which verified that his license is in effect from Syria. And he did go to the barber school and he finished all his hours.
Wow.
So now he just needs the approval. And then once we get the approval from the board, he'll have his license.
Okay. Should I have a motion?
I motion that we approve the license on Mr. Odicio so that he can move forward and get the barber.
Second.
A motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Everyone? So we unanimously agree that he should get to work. Thank you for that. Get down to 7, informal interviews. Without negotiations, we have no one. So with negotiations, could you review those for us?
So number 1 will be appearing. Number 2 will be appearing. 3, appearing. 4, appearing. 5, appearing. 6, appearing. 7, appearing. 8, appearing. Number 9, negotiated. 10 is unresolved. 11 is unresolved. 12, negotiated. 13, unresolved. 14, unresolved. 15, unresolved. 16 and 17, unresolved.
Okay. All right, then let's move to our first case. case number 97854 and 97855. Gel Few Nails, SNT 18526 and SAES 19809. Tao Pham Nguyen, license 505-01142 and license 305-00723.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, Mr. Chair, if you can grab your script for the informal interviews, we need to do, we have a couple of procedural steps we need to take action on before we officially call that case to the table.
All right, so we'll put a phone out just for a minute while we do a few dance moves. It is now 9:38 on June 16th, 2023. This is the time place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves and indicate whether they're a public or a professional member. Just would you begin?
Trista Guzman Glover, I'm a public member.
Marshall Knox, Vice Chair, professional member.
Tracy Mayfield, professional member.
Brandy or Nick?
Brandy Flores, public member.
I guess it's
Chase Turrentine, public member.
Thank you, Chase. Sorry, I called you Nick. There are worse things to be called them. Also President's Board's Executive Director, Frank Magali, and the Board's Attorney, Attorney General, Mona Baskin, from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing *6. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking not to take time repeating information the board's already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or about 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes this discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. We'll now swear in the board staff. At this time, I'll swear in the board staff who will be testifying today. Will the following compliance members please stand and raise your right hand? Rosa Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexander Hill, Kathy Bergeron. You swear or affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Ellen Bordelon.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
Thank you all. All right, now back to where we were. So again, we're back to case number 97854, 97855. Which is Gel Q Nails and Tao Pham Nguyen. Ms. Nguyen present or on the phone? *6 to unmute if you're on the phone. All right.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Nguyen, Ms. Nguyen?
Yes, I am Ms. Nguyen.
How do you say your first name?
Tao.
Tao? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to address you in the wrong gender. do you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we'll first have the case presented by our investigator, and then I'll come back and ask you questions, okay?
Okay.
So, Egan, would you address the case with us, please?
Okay. So, good morning, Mr. Bailey and members of the board. My name is Keegan McConnell. On October 28th, 2022, the former investigator conducted an inspection of a salon called Gel Q Nails. For licensing issues, during the time of the inspection, the investigator found two unlicensed nail techs working on clients with no form of identification. As part of the licensing with the inspection report and educated them before leaving, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions for the investigator? All right. So, Ms. Nguyen, have you reviewed this case?
Yes, I did.
Can you explain it to me, please?
Yeah, so these two licensees, they do have active license, but one, she lost her, her name is Kim Pham. She lost her actual license, and she said it's hard to for her to obtain a duplicate from the old website, but now she does have the duplicate now. She does have active license. She just lost her license and hard for her to obtain duplicate at that time, so she doesn't show her license at the salon. The other person, she does also have an active license. She forgot her license at home. I do have the license number of two of them here. So it's not that I hire unlicensed people. They do have license, but they just failed to have their license at that time.
Okay. And you know that legally you have to post their licenses, right?
Yes, I do know.
Okay. And they know that also?
Yes, they do.
Okay. We'll need to verify those licenses, I think, at this stage.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, please.
Just generally speaking, when staff go out to do an inspection, are they able to verify licenses like in real time online to see if they're active, even if there's not a copy, or is it only the copy that's checked?
No, they can verify online. I think the problem is here, we didn't have any identification provided.
Okay. I just general for this case, but and for future cases, I was curious.
Really good
Thank
question.
You.
Yeah, really good question. So I guess that brings back Mr. Nguyen. Why do you think these two people didn't choose to provide any kind of identification showing who they were to the investigator? Driver's license, something.
Yeah, so she have her driver's license at home. So she cannot, So the other person, I don't know, the other person just, she was in the restroom the whole time, so she did not see the lady. The board.
Right. Okay, this doesn't make a great deal of sense. I mean, your person who didn't have their license must have gotten there some way. We have a right to know who's
right.
Yeah, we have a right to know who's working on the public. So we need you to make sure that we are able to see that when we come in. That really isn't optional. Okay. So
okay.
It does sound like we want to verify those licenses and make sure that we know.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I think my advice would be, I mean, we can certainly check to see if those individuals are licensed at this point, but at that time,
right,
those licenses weren't posted. Yeah. So to me, it's two separate issues.
Yeah,
like, I think the
right.
owner, the establishment licensee in this case needs to ensure that the individuals that are working in that establishment are now licensed, but what happened at the time,
right.
the facts of the case are that
yeah.
those two individuals were not in compliance with Arizona Administrative Code.
All right, Ms. Nguyen, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Ms. Nguyen? Yeah, it's your responsibility as the manager and owner of that facility to have their licenses posted. The fact that they didn't do it is an issue, but the real problem is that you're required to have them posted so the public knows who's working on them.
Okay.
All right, does the board have any other questions for Ms. Nguyen?
No.
Okay.
No, I think actually, Mr. Chairman, I would, in addition to what you said, I think the point is also that even when asked, they didn't produce identification as well. So it's sort of double two issues there even.
Yeah, I think your point's good. That's confusing to me, Ms. Nguyen, why your staff wouldn't have just provided some form of identification. It doesn't make sense. But the point is that the law is you have to have it posted. We have to be able to see those licenses. They have to be in a place where the public can see them to know who's working on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't in that situation, unfortunately.
Okay, no problem.
So we'll move into deliberations at this stage. Again, does the board have any questions for the investigator or Ms. Nguyen. All right, then do we have a motion regarding disposition of this case?
I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law in case number 97854, 97855.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I second that motion if someone hasn't.
Yeah, we got that. So how do you vote? Randy, what's your vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. Aye. It blanked out. I couldn't hear for a minute. Thank you.
I know. That was close. Not much fun. Okay. So everybody voted yes, so unanimously we agree this happened, and now we need to move into a penalty phase.
I have two questions.
Okay.
One, is there any prior history?
No.
Okay. Second question, is there, and I was trying to look at the board parameters, is there a separate penalty for just not having it posted as opposed to being unlicensed? I know that we've kind of... But like, I'm just curious.
Good, that would be like the non-disciplinary.
Okay. Which we're already past that. So, okay.
So, okay. So, do we have a motion of some sort?
I move that we, based on findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action. I move to offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing, and 12 months probation.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. We unanimously agree. Ms. Nguyen, we are going to fine you for this, and the point is that you're required to have these licenses posted so the public can know who's working on them. If your employees are not cooperating, it's your responsibility to cause them to. You'll get a paper about this from us again, describing the situation and the method of compliance with the payment and that sort of thing.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I went this way. Okay. Our next case is number 97858, the Barber Room. SCOS 29300. The Barber Room LLC is the owner. Pinkas Masyumov is a member, and Isaac Masyumov is license number BAR 006251. Are they present? Star six, if you're on the line.
He's present.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. Okay. I'm used to everybody being invisible.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, as a point of reference, this is an LLC case, and we do, in fact, have a signed LLC attestation on file for the case.
Before you step, you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful. And state your name.
Isaac.
Isaac. And your last name?
Maximov.
Good. I wanted to hear you say that. Brandy, I was messing with us. All right. Please have a seat. All right. So, Mr. Keegan, could you review this case with us?
So, good morning, Mr. Bagley and the members of the board. My name is Keegan O'Connell. October 5th, 2022, former investigator of customer inspection, obviously the lawn called the Barber Room. For sanitation, during the inspection, they identified the following health and sanitation violations. One, station covered with hair and dust. Two, tools not being stored in an enclosed sanitation container. For licensing issues, during the inspection, the investigator found a barber with a barber license close to the county barber establishment license. The establishment license lapsed and expiration date of April 24th, 2022. They renewed it, but only to April 24th of 2023 and not 2024. As part of the license, he was an inspection report and educated them before leaving.
So the new license expired April 24th?
Current one is April 24th, 2023.
This year. Yeah, the same.
Yeah.
Missed the point there. All right, does the board have any questions for Mr. McConnell?
Well, I just want to clarify. So there's the a barber in there with a license, but not an establishment. license, and then the other thing is the establishment license, which was a cosmetology, and that was is not functional now as of April. Okay.
Okay. All right. I forgot how you pronounce your name. Could you say your last name for me?
Maximov.
I don't know why. Okay. This is Maximov. Have you read the complaint and you understand?
Yeah.
Can you explain to us what happened? Where are we?
To be honest with you, I should definitely be doing a better job at maintaining those, making sure the right they are obsolete. When you guys had the whole merge with the cosmetology board and the barbers board, right? I for some reason assumed that if I just had a cosmetology license establishment, mm-hmm. I took and I wouldn't need a barbershop establishment license, even for those that just had a barbershop license in the shop, right? So I just recently learned that. So.
All right. Tell me about the sanitation problems.
I mean, I honestly don't think that we're that bad. We're actually a pretty clean shop for the most part. There's always going to be some hair, debris, or whatever it is when you open up the drawers or whatever. That's just kind of how it is. I've owned that shop for like 5 years and never really had a big issue with that. Yeah, they came by. Point to turn things out or whatever, so they were usually pretty lenient. So it's not really a big issue. The shop, for the most part, is clean.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add? Okay. The board have any questions for a minute, Master Maxo?
What about the establishment license?
Well, I'm actually gonna take care of that today. Is there any way? Is there anybody that I could come and talk to about that today? An application or whatever it is?
Yeah, I think it's all online now.
Oh, okay. Because I was on the website and it didn't give me an option to renew a barbershop establishment. Like, only giving me.
Because you don't have one of those.
Make a new one, huh?
Because you don't have one of those.
I used to. I used to have a barbershop establishment before. Unless there's some kind of.
But the cosmetology license is also outdated?
Yes.
And what's the plan on that?
I was going to renew both. I was going to get both of those, the barber and the cosmetology. But for some reason, I always thought that I already had a barbershop establishment license. So that's why I was trying to renew it. But you're telling me I don't. I never had one.
No, we don't know that.
Well, I'm sorry. You told me you didn't have one. You didn't think you had to have one. So I. Just assumed you don't have one.
I didn't think I had to renew when I got the cosmetology establishment. I didn't think I had to renew the barbershop establishment.
Can we check if the barber license?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the barber room cosmetology license is currently delinquent. The barber room, the barbershop establishment license has been expired since June 30th, 2020. There's no pending application for either at this time.
All right. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, members of the board, procedurally, from a staff licensing perspective, due to the nature of the delinquency at this point, he is unable to renew online because the establishment licenses are so expired that there's magic calculations to keep the fees in alignment with the Arizona Administrative Code. So the advice, the 2 points I would make is number one, he would need to call the office. And actually, I think we have a reactivation option on our webpage. He would need to follow the reactivation process, not the renewal process. We would then send him a quote. He can make the payment and his licenses would be reissued basically, so he would be catching up and his licenses would be issued.
So would he have to do that on each license, go through the reactivation on each one of them?
Yes, he would have to do a reactivation process for both. Also, I think it should be noted that he's currently operating an establishment on both sides unlicensed. So I think we've got this is another case where there was an inspection that occurred a while back, but there's actually a today issue as well. So just to, and again, I'm not the decision maker on that. That's the board, so I'll leave that in your hands.
And is there any history for the sanitation?
Not yet. You have to decide if it actually happened first.
Thank you.
Great. Mr. Chair, members of the board, just to clarify, for the Savant license, he's still within his window of opportunity to renew. It just expired April 24th, 2023. So the human fee has renewed in the 24th to get that.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. That makes sense to you? So you just renew the cosmetology, but you have to reactivate the barber.
And how's that though?
They're both on the website. There's a tab for renewal.
So, yeah, so he would be, just to clarify, Mr. Chair, members of the board, you can log into your GL for your cosmetology license. You would log into the GL portal and you can renew there because you're within the window that you can do that one online. I didn't understand that. I apologize. For barbering, he would need to follow the reactivation process, which is on the webpage, a separate form. You got a licensing reactivation.
So it gives you the option to start an initial barbershop establishment, like
that would reactivation. So, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I would recommend that that we have him contact the office after the meeting at a later date and time, so that we don't get mired in right. licensing right now.
There's a good point there.
We can do that. I think we need to focus on, should focus on the case itself.
And that's where I was heading with this next step. I mean, you understand that process to some level.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the problem is that today you're working. And today you're working and you don't have a license for your salon. So if he goes up there and he does this activation, then is it immediately reactivated? Or is he looking at some lag time?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the application process can take up to 4 weeks per process.
For the barber.
Right. Cosmetology, you can just renew it, it's back up.
Correct.
Okay. But the barber can be slow. Just because it has to start over again. I didn't want you to think you could go do that quickly and everything's back to normal. I'd recommend you do the cosmetology one right away. Solve it. Yeah, solve it. And then move forward. All right. So, the board have any other questions about this? All right, listen.
And we don't have any pictures from the unsanitary thing. Okay. Thanks, Peter.
Okay. So,
I motion for findings of fact. I move that we adopt the findings of fact in the investigative report.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the board, can there's two pieces to the statement, and you missed the second part. Sorry, Ms. Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Yes, for findings of fact and conclusions of law, I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law in the investigative report.
Good. Do we have a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 That just means we agree this happened. All right. We agree that this happened. You don't have a license, you didn't get it cleaned up, and all that. All right, so now do we have a motion regarding the penalty phase of this?
Is there any previous history?
No.
And how long have you been there? 5 years?
I guess my only particular question would be with the barber, and would he, there's the fine, of course, but then what about the barber still working and unlicensed?
So, yeah, that's our issue. That's what I was looking for, and how long it's going to take to get this to happen for him.
Yeah.
So he needs to run his business, but you can't run your business without the licensing.
I mean, the cosmetology could be, but the barbering side, maybe not for a month or so.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Mr. Baker, members of the board, for Salesforce, the renewal, he has up to 5 years and expired in 2020. So he's still in that range to renew. There's an application that we have open for him right now that he can actually go in today and pay for it. be approved and emailed back to him today.
Okay.
So for the barber side, we could get that taken care of immediately as long as he goes in and does the process.
Thank you for figuring that out.
Thank you.
And I think this has to be in the stone face. It is essential you do that today. You have no slack.
Honor right after this.
Yeah, because we come back in there and inspect you again and find out you didn't do it, then well, it's way worse.
Hopefully, I can find that application online that he talked about. If somebody could point that out to me, that'd be easy.
Call me. You can call back in a general number. Somebody will pick that up.
Yep.
Just call the general number and they'll pick it up and they'll guide you through it if you need it.
Okay.
All right. So how do we want to dispose of this case?
So I move that based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action. Consent agreement. I move to offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty if not fined within 30 days, move to formal hearing along with 12 months of probation.
Okay. Wait, you want to move this to a formal hearing even though we're resolving it now?
No, only if he doesn't finish.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to. All right, did you second?
Second, Marshall Nuts.
Okay, so we have motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? You're welcome. Okay, all right. All right, so unanimously agree to this. Now, we're not happy about you getting fined. We just don't have any way out.
That's fine.
But we really need you to do this thing. No matter what else you do with this day, that's got to be today. Bruce figured out a great way to get you through, which saved you a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't step on that.
You're happy about that. Thank you.
Also, don't work until you get those licenses.
Okay. So you're saying I could get that done today, right?
You should go do it as fast as you can get to a computer.
Well, just call the bar, the cosmetology board.
If you need guidance, just go on the website. You should be able to figure this out. Two steps. Renew the one and whatever, reactivate the other. All right? All right. You'll get a letter about this in the mail, but by then you'll have this up. Okay? All right, and we'd like not to see you again.
Hopefully not.
Good deal. All right.
So I appreciate it.
Excuse.
Yeah.
Please do the computer when renewing. Yeah. Please do the computer when renewing because our portal is not compatible with mobile.
Oh, okay.
That's huge. Okay. I didn't know that either. All right. Thank you. All right. Next case number three, case number 97985. Jasmine Bertold, license 32101075. If you're present, please come forward. If you're on the phone, press star 6. Jasmine Bertold. Well. Hearing no reply, I move this case number 978985, move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that comes to pass.